Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to think Jungle Mid Bass in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're going to make it sit properly with the drums so the whole drop feels alive. A lot of beginners hear a big D&B bass sound and think the answer is just more weight, more layers, more plugins. But in jungle and drum and bass, the real magic is usually the relationship between the bass and the break. The bass is not just there to fill space. It's there to answer the drums, support the sub, and give the track character. So today, we're building a simple but effective mid-bass part that works like a real roller. Not overcomplicated, just tight, focused, and musical. First, set up a fresh Ableton Live 12 session and set the tempo to around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle energy, 174 is a great place to land. If you want a slightly darker, heavier feel, 172 works really well too. Create a few tracks to keep things clean. You want a drums track, a sub track, a mid-bass track, and maybe an FX or atmosphere track if you feel like adding a little extra later. Rename everything and color code it. That might feel basic, but trust me, good organization makes you think like an arranger instead of just someone looping sounds. Also, leave headroom on the master. Don't smash the mix while you're building. A beginner-friendly target is to keep the overall level peaking around -6 to -3 dB while you sketch the idea. That way, you can actually hear the groove and not just the volume. Now let's start with the drums, because in D&B the drums are the engine. Drop in a breakbeat or use simpler in slice mode if you want to chop one yourself. Keep the break loose enough to preserve swing. You want that rolling, slightly human feel, not a rigid grid that kills the vibe. A simple drum foundation could be a core breakbeat loop, maybe a kick reinforcement on the strongest downbeats, a snare that still punches through, and a few ghost hits or little percussion details leading into the snare. Those tiny details matter more than people think, because they create momentum. If you want a quick jungle texture, you can add beat repeat very lightly. Keep it subtle. Think interval at 1 bar, grid at 1/16, chance around 10 to 20%, and mix low. The goal is texture, not chaos. You want the drums to feel animated, not cluttered. Now for the sub. This is the foundation, and the rule here is simple. Keep it clean. Load operator or wave eatable and make a sine or near sine tone. Operator is especially great for beginners because it's straightforward and easy to control. Set it to mono. Keep glide subtle or off. Leave the filter open or off. Keep the envelope short and clean. Write a very simple sub line that follows the root notes of your phrase. One or two notes per bar is absolutely enough at this stage. In fact, for beginners, shorter and simpler usually sounds better because it leaves space for the drums to breathe. Keep the sub mostly below 100 Hz. Don't widen it. Don't let it fight the kick. If the kick and sub hit at the same time, make one of them shorter or lighter, so they're not both trying to dominate the same moment. If needed, put utility at the end of the sub chain and keep it mono. You can also use volume automation or note length to make the sub tuck under the kick instead of trying to EQ away the problem later. That's a big beginner win right there. Now let's build the mid-bass, which is where the character lives. On the mid-bass track, load wave-eatable or operator. A really solid starting point is a detuned saw or restyle sound. You do not need a crazy patch yet. You just need something that has movement and attitude. In wave-eatable, try oscillator a la saw-style wave, oscillator B on something similar and detune them just a little, maybe around 5 to 15 cents. Add a low-pass or band-pass filter depending on how dark you want the tone. A little filter drive can help, but don't overcook it. Then shape the amp envelope so the note feels either punchy and short or a little longer and rolling, depending on the vibe you want. After the synth, add saturator. A small amount goes a long way here. Around 2 to 6 dB of drive is usually enough to bring out harmonics and help the bass cut through a club system. Turn on soft clip if needed, and trim the output so the level stays controlled. Then add auto filter for movement. This is where the bass starts to feel like it's breathing. You can automate the cutoff over time, and that gives you motion without adding more layers. In a jungle or D&B context, that movement is huge. A bass sound that evolves just slightly can feel way more alive than a static preset. Now comes the most important part. Write the bass phrase so it actually talks to the drums. Think of the drums as speaking first, and the bass replying. That call and response feel is one of the easiest ways to make D&B bass feel musical instead of muddy. Start with a two-bar idea. Maybe the bass hits after the first kick in bar 1, then gives a short response later in the bar. In bar 2, leave a little more space around the snare, then add a pickup note at the end of the bar to lead back into bar 1. A simple way to think about it is this. One hit, a reply, some space, then a pickup. Keep the notes short at first. If you're unsure about note length, shorter notes are usually safer because they fit around the break more easily. Also, don't be afraid of silence. Rest placement is a huge part of jungle bass writing. Sometimes the note you don't play makes the next note hit harder. If the loop feels busy, remove notes before you add more processing. In drum and bass, editing the MIDI often works better than throwing on another plugin. Now let's balance everything. Turn the drums and bass on together and listen closely. Ask yourself, does the snare still punch through? Does the kick still have space? Can you clearly hear where the bass phrase begins and ends? If the bass is too loud, bring it down until the groove feels solid. The bass can absolutely be powerful, but it should not swallow the drum transients. The drums need to stay clear, especially the snare. On the drum bus, you can add drum bus lightly if you want a bit more glue and snap. Keep the drive modest, the crunch subtle, and don't overdo the boom unless you really know why you're using it. A little positive transient shaping can help if the drums need more snap. On the mid-bass, use EQ8 to carve space. If the sub is separate, high-pass the mid-bass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't crowd the low end. If there's mud in the low mids, gently reduce around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the sound is harsh, tame the 2 to 5 kHz range carefully. A great mixing habit here is to check the loop at low volume. If it still feels good quietly, that's usually a sign that arrangement and balance are working. Next, let's make the loop feel like it's going somewhere using automation instead of just piling on more sounds. This is one of the biggest beginner upgrades. A tiny automation move can make a loop feel like a real section. Try automating the filter frequency on the mid-bass. Keep the bass darker in bar 1, then open it a little more in bar 2, especially on the last couple of notes. You can also automate saturator drive slightly, or use utility gain to create tiny rises and drops. If you want a little jungle flavor, add a short echo or delay send on just one hit, not the whole line. Keep it low in the mix so it acts like texture, not mud. The idea is simple. Don't make the loop louder every time. Make it evolve. Once your 2-bar idea feels good, duplicate it into an 8-bar or 16-bar section and start arranging it like a real drop. A beginner-friendly layout could be an intro, a build, a 16-bar drop, a switch up, then a second drop with variation, and finally an outro. In the drop itself, keep the first 8 bars simple and heavy. Then change the last note of every 2-bar loop, or remove one bass hit in bar 7 or 8 to create a little tension before the next phrase. That's the important thing here. Think of the mid bass as a rhythmic instrument, not just a low synth. If you can clap the rhythm and it still feels good, you're on the right track. If the bass rhythm works by itself, it will usually work even better with the drums. Let's quickly talk about common mistakes to avoid. 1. Making the mid bass too low. If you have a separate sub, let the sub own the deepest frequencies. 2. Writing bass notes directly over the snare too often. The snare needs room to hit hard. 3. Widening the bass too much. Keep the sub mono and keep the mid bass controlled. 4. Looping the same 1-bar pattern forever. Build at least a 2-bar idea and change something every 4 or 8 bars. 5. Overloading the drop with too many layers. In DNB, clarity often sounds more professional than complexity. And 6. Ignoring headroom. A clipped loop can trick you into thinking it sounds bigger than it really is. If you want a darker or heavier result, here are a few pro moves. Use saturator to bring out harmonics. Try a band pass movement with auto filter for a more underground Reese vibe. Resample a 4-bar bass loop to audio, then chop it and maybe reverse one hit for a switch up. Add drum bus lightly on the drum group to make the break feel denser. Keep the bass rhythm short and repetitive, then change the last note every 4 bars for that roller feeling. And if the track feels flat, automate the filter open slightly only on the last beat of each 2-bar phrase. Now here's a quick practice challenge. Make a 2-bar jungle mid-bass loop at 174 BPM. Use one break, one sub, and one mid-bass. Write at least 3 bass hits and at least one rest before a snare. Add saturator and auto filter. Automate the filter so the second bar feels a little more open. Then duplicate the loop into 8 bars and change one note or rhythm detail every 2 bars. Finally, check it at low volume and make sure the drums still punch through. If you do that, you're not just making a bass sound under drums. You're actually learning how to compose a DNB section. And that's the goal of this lesson. Not just to build a jungle mid-bass, but to think like a drum and bass producer. Keep the sub simple, give the drums space, let the mid-bass carry the character, and use arrangement and automation to make the loop move. That's how you get from a rough idea to a drop that feels tight, weighty, and ready to roll.